Welcome to another Sunday night Ghostly Talk. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
Yeah, Ghostly Talk. This week's Ghostly Talk is going to be about our trip to Reynolds Cemetery.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, quite
what,
a fun trip.
What there was.
Well, the trip to, and then the Denny's.
And then going home.
And then you went home, we went home, yeah. Ghostbusting.
You guys went out, yeah.
Yeah. That's what we're going to be about. We are Ghostly Talk. We're broadcast live on Sunday nights from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time. On Pioneer, so pioneer.rolo.net.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, all the links are on our website, www.ghostlytalk.com.
Would you forget for a second there?
Almost, yeah.
You had
almost
to hesitate
MichiganGhostbusters.com, which doesn't work yet. Yeah. So, but yeah, ghostlytalk.com, very popular site nowadays.
Apparently, we're very happy about that.
Yeah, well, we're getting hits from the Something Awful folks. Since this is an open line show.
Mm-hmm.
I hope the Something Awful folks will take us, be easy on us. Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
I can hear it now. We're going to have Miss Cleo on the other end talking to us, probably.
Undoubtedly. You're a Annie's dying.
Yeah.
Nope.
God, that's so funny. Yeah, so it is open lines tonight.
Yep.
Well, we are going to be talking a little bit about this
first
week.
Yeah, first we want to talk a little bit about our experience out west. Well, west from Detroit,
west
anyway.
West from Detroit.
Yeah.
It's a good hour and 10 minutes.
If you're hearing this at any time other than 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern, that means it's a replay.
Yeah.
So don't call in if it's not Sunday night
this
from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah.
Because...
Maybe we'll tack something on that, seeing that things are starting to stretch out now.
Yeah.
And we're starting to get into all these different places.
Yeah, we're replayed on KSSX. If you go to KSSX.com, we're replayed on Moist FM. There's a link on our website to Moist FM.
Yeah.
We're replayed through the week on Pioneer.
What I'm thinking about doing maybe is, we take the initial capture... And when I take it home, I'll just record on the beginning. This is a recording.
This is a recording.
Do not call in.
I've heard that before on Dove shows and stuff. Yeah. So we may
please don't call in
to do that. Yeah.
This is not the real thing. This is not live.
Well, now, yeah.
This is live.
Yeah, between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Sundays, we are live.
Yeah.
So Eastern time.
We went out to Reynolds. Well, you guys went out before me. I had to work till 4.
Well, we didn't arrive too much before you because we went down. We met, we went down to Mexican Town.
Why did you meet the? I talked to Kyle.
Yeah.
About that on Friday.
Yeah.
And why in all the wonderful, beautiful places in the great state of Michigan where we're at here, you had to meet them in Mexican Town?
Well, that was the one place that Kyle was comfortable knowing he could get to. With Sochi Milko's restaurant.
Well, getting there is not the problem. It's staying there that the problem is.
Oh, yeah. He was accosted by a bum.
That was pretty funny. He, wet himself. And it was really bad.
Yeah. He made it. He soared through customs, which is... Kyle, by the way, is of the Windsor Ghost Hunter Society.
Mm-hmm.
And he does not like coming across the border. Because it makes them nervous.
I don't like going across the border either.
Well, I don't either, but, they ask you all those questions, and stuff like that, and he gets nervous doing that. So he happened to sail through customs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not a problem. He didn't even shake or, anything. His voice didn't quiver. Just went right through customs, got to Sochi's,
mm-hmm.
And then got accosted by a bum. Yeah. So so I guess...
What did the bum do to him besides accost him?
Well, no, the bum was like... give me money or whatever. And he's like, all I have is Canadian money. And so,
which of course does not work in the United States whatsoever.
Yeah, the bum did not want that. So, yeah. It worked out okay, I guess.
I don't even think you can get a 40 ounce with a loony, can you?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. I think if you tried to present a loony or a toonie to the, to any, U.S. retailer, they'd probably look at it and say, what's this?
Get out of my store now.
Yeah.
Please leave.
Sorry, Kyle. Meet him somewhere else next time.
I think that's a good idea. We'll have to teach him how to get someplace nice.
Teach him how to use a map.
Yeah.
You teach him just how to go to Bonnie's house.
You have to get on this road right here and get on this road right here. There's numbers on them, too.
Yeah.
It's supposed to make it easier.
Yeah.
We'll have to work
with them. But our numbers are U.S. and their numbers are metrics, so it's completely different.
Jesus Christ.
I'm only looking at it from Kyle's point of view.
Yes, I agree.
As a matter of fact, one of the things I had said to Bonnie when we finally got in the car and we're leaving, I said, Bonnie, go easy because, you know, Kyle drives like Will does. And Bonnie goes, oh, that's it. Okay, I'm going to drive Kyle's car and you drive the truck, the SUV. And Will mentioned that, like, the speedometer and stuff in Kyle's car is probably in metric. So, like, I can imagine Bonnie, you know, radioing ahead, saying, or behind, she would be ahead of me, undoubtedly, but her radioing back saying, okay, we're up to 400.
Well, no, I think most cars have dual meters.
Yeah,
they have dual meters. That's just about all cars. I mean, well, between Canada and the States here.
Yeah, but kilometers per hour would be on top, where we have our kilometers per hour on the bottom, underneath.
Okay. So it like doesn't mean you can't see them, though.
Well, yeah.
You guys are making this harder than it is. I mean, it's right there in front of you. You have to look a little bit closer.
It was a wee bit of
levity. Which could take your eyes off the road, and you could roll off and blow up.
In our case, we would be going about 400, and that might happen. But we ended up parking on I-94 for quite a while. And really, 94 was absolutely packed.
It was. It was stupid, because I had to deal with the same thing you guys were dealing with.
And so we weren't all that much ahead of you, even though we
stupid.
Left at 2:30 in the afternoon. Well, 3 in the afternoon.
It's 6:30 on a Friday night on I-94. Now, people that know I-94 here in Michigan, there's no reason that should be packed up. But nope. some guy dropped a quarter, you know, on the side of the road. Somebody had to take a look at that when they were coming by. So as soon as you tap your brakes in Michigan, you just cause a traffic jam.
Yep. You just tap your brakes. You don't even have to have any cars around you. If you tap your brakes at like 1 a.m. or something.
Forget it. You're backed up for about
about 3 a.m. The traffic jam will be like completely packed.
It's ridiculous. It's absolutely. No, we got out there. I met you guys out there. Stopped and got the hot chocolate.
Oh, you did? Well, we stopped there, but
I guzzled it down. I guzzled it when I got there. I didn't want it to sludge up on me like it did last year.
Yeah, thicken.
So, I mean, I could feel it. It was like catching up to me as I was getting closer and closer to the bottom of the cup. And I thought I just guzzled it, and I got through it. And then it sat in my stomach like a lead weight for about an hour.
Well, that was while it was congealing.
Yeah.
That's the technical term for thickening up. So, yeah, it was congealing.
It was disgusting.
Yeah. But, no, I ended up having just Diet Pepsi the entire time.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, it
not
wasn't
at Denny's,
that much.
Not at Denny's.
It wasn't that much of time. That was the thing.
Yeah. Well, we got there and met the guys from W Paranormal.
That was awesome.
That was worth the drive itself.
Yeah.
To me, that was worth the drive itself. That I was really excited about that, and that was really cool.
Hey, that one fellow who was talking to you.
Oh, no, he was talking to you, and then you pushed him off on me.
Did you give him...
get your facts straight before you start broadcasting, okay?
Well, I was going to try and put it tactfully at first.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I'm... No.
Did you give him a Ghostly Talk card?
No.
Did anybody give him a Ghostly Talk card?
Thank
you. Okay, good. Then we can talk about it.
Alex Jones Jr., huh?
Yeah. Tell me about it.
You know what?
Why did he go there?
Well, let's set the basis here. People. You're out kicking around. You're doing whatever, you know, anything with a group gathering. And you're going to meet new people. That's part of the whole experience, which is good.
Well, especially this one, because this is a very public knowledge.
So you want to meet new people. That's part of it. You want to exchange ideas. You want to learn new things. That's what it's all
about.
Well,
some of us do. There was a group there who didn't. We'll talk about
them.
We'll talk
about
them
soon. Yeah. I can't wait.
I have a couple of things to say.
But you were talking to this... Well, I walked up and you were talking to this gentleman, and you were in pretty intense conversation with this guy, or I think he was in pretty intense conversation with you, and you were just kind of falling asleep, I guess.
Well, he had been in radio. That's what piqued my interest.
I saw his jacket, yeah.
Yeah, that's what piqued my interest. At first, he's like, I interviewed... He was talking about he had interviewed the Reverend Gerald S. Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
He had interviewed some people, some, you know, obviously... people like Alex Jones. Not Alex Jones, he's a radio broadcaster, but... he had interviewed some, you know, conspiracy theorist people so on the radio. So he was a radio personality, and I wanted to find out who he was. Never did.
Didn't?
No, oh. Never found out who he was. Did you? Well, I didn't want to ask after he started talking. Did you ever find out?
No.
Did you think to ask? I mean, or did you think I ain't going to find out who this guy is? Because I made a conscious decision not to find out who he was.
We actually exchanged a few ideas about some things that I have been reading up on.
Yeah.
So regardless, you know, the hole wasn't that bad.
Do you think he had a gun?
I don't know.
I don't know. He was really out there.
Wasn't he talking about something like the day after the Oklahoma City bombing?
The FBI showed up at his house.
That's just messed up.
Yeah, I mean, I know they didn't show up at my house because I wasn't in radio then.
Is he like a best friend of Terry Nichols or something?
he could be. Terry's is from Michigan.
Regardless, he was a nice guy. He was a nice guy. Except for, were you standing there? Me and Rob and Bob were standing there. And I was trying to talk to those guys because we just, like, met them. And Rob and Bob know what I'm talking about. Because they were standing, and the guy's like, we were talking, me and Rob and Bob were just talking away, and he's kind of like on the outskirts, like kind of sticking his ding-ding, you know, in whenever he could say something. And then he had to go walk away about something. He's like, and he went up on one leg and farted. He's like, I got it. And he walked away, and we're like, we all kind of looked at each other. And I don't think anybody really say anything about it, because nothing really needed to be said in the first place. We all were thinking the same thing.
Oh, so instead, you're going to broadcast it to, you know...
I don't care.
A dozen listeners.
We're going to broadcast it to the five people that are listening right now.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it was just weird.
Worldwide.
It was just weird, because farts are funny. We all know farts that. They're hilarious. Funny. They're hilarious. But
talk about EVP.
Yeah. But you gotta develop a decorum with someone before you actually take it to that next level.
Right.
I think he went to that next level a little too soon with me.
Just a little.
It kind of creeped me out.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. Well, yeah. That so you know you meet people sometimes and you're liking it, you're enjoying it, you're into it. It's you're having fun for about 5 minutes.
When they walk slightly away, lift their leg and. You know,
yeah, and then they,
yeah.
And it's like, okay, Rob, Bob, stay close. Please stay close.
Don't need me enough.
The guy's
well,
scary.
I liked the handoff. The handoff was really good because I had been talking to him and he got.
Oh, yeah, it was brilliant. Nice job.
Brilliant, and I'm like, oh, Scott L., you should talk to this guy. He's got theories or something. I don't know.
And at the time, I'm like, oh, this is great. Cool.
Yeah, and you guys like started talking right away, but then, you know, you discovered why I did the handoff.
Yeah, I got very angry.
Oops.
Oh, we've already discussed it.
Yeah, I know.
Dick.
But, yeah, that was interesting. The number of people that were at the actual event for the couple of hours. First of all, let's let everybody know what we were doing.
Okay.
Right? We went out to Reynolds Cemetery in Jackson, Michigan.
Which is about 30 miles outside of Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Yeah.
So I got
like
to,
an
got,
hour and a half.
That,
or
that
so.
Was maybe that was partly responsible, I think, for the traffic we were running into. Also,
oh yeah, there was that big football game or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
Ohio State, Michigan.
There were a couple of them though. There was a Michigan one and a Michigan State one. So there was probably a lot of football traffic going on.
That was part of the issue I think we had with the traffic. But anyways, that's where Jackson's at, roughly.
Yeah. So we go out to Jackson to Reynolds Cemetery. The legend is the ghost of Eunice White visits. The grave of her father, Jacob Crouch.
Yeah.
Every year, in the any time between dusk on November 21st and dawn on November 22nd.
Uh-huh.
So that's the legend. It's extremely popular. This was my fourth year in a row going.
My second year in a row.
And that's all based the Crouch murders. The whole family had been murdered the same night. That's
yeah.
or well. Those members, anyway, had been murdered that night, way back in the 1800s or something. I'm making that up. But they were murdered the same night, and they estimate approximately 1 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
On the night between November 21st and November 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
So she makes her annual appearance. It's been written up by probably Gerald S. Hunter, of course, but I know the account by Troy Taylor. And there's an account by Marion Kuklo in Michigan Haunts and Hauntings, one of my favorite books, which is still on our Amazon wish list if somebody wants to be generous. Because I had loaned mine out.
And Christmas is coming too, by the way.
Yes. So think about that.
We love you all, really.
We wish you only the best holiday.
We mentioned that we
ever.
Love our fans. We love our fans. God, we love them.
So So Michigan Haunts and Hauntings, it was written up in there. It was written up all over the place. It's on some Jackson, Michigan site of places to visit. I mean, there's a link. If you go to the articles section of the Ghostly Talk site, the second from last article, the second from top article, is the announcement of this event.
Yeah.
And I link to a Jackson, Michigan link. You know, it's like Jackson.com or something like that. I mean, it's something very official of haunted places in Jackson that they have put on their website.
Yeah.
Jackson, Michigan did this.
Mm-hmm.
And so, therefore, I don't know, you know, maybe the police in Jackson don't read their own website. I don't know. But,
yeah.
I mean, I did mention in the article that, as far as I knew, nobody had permission, actual written permission, to be in Reynolds that night. But
no.
One would think, with it being such an incredibly popular haunt and well-written about, well-known yeah. haunt, recurring haunt, that we could have been there.
Exactly.
And the people go there every single year.
The same night, every single year. Didn't
I thought about
get the clue,
this.
You know?
Well, I thought about this as we stood in the blizzard last year. We were out there all night.
Oh, yeah.
And cops drove by and didn't even stop. Didn't even stop. There were six of us standing right there, freezing to death. And, well, let's lay a foundation of what happened, basically. And we'll get into that, I guess.
Okay.
Because I think people know where we're going with this anyways.
Well, I wrote it on the Ghostly Talk.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Nice job, by the way.
Thank you.
It was very, very, very...
Did you like that? I did a very...
I like your little dialogue thing. That was cool.
I tried to borrow from my absolute favorite people in the entire universe, somethingawful.com.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I shortened it up with the...
Low-tax probably just loves us.
I hope one of them reads
ripping
it.
Us up.
I hope they understand the humor.
Thanks for copping my style.
Well...
I do the same thing. I'm a sucker for it, too, so
it's
I do
it. It's awesome stuff. I mean, so I had to... I had to make light of it.
It helps. It helps illustrate. And you did very well what happened, basically. I mean, we're standing there. Okay, well, there was one group of people in the cemetery.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There was one group of people in the cemetery.
Who were antisocial.
Yes.
Yes.
And they were ghost hunters from Illinois.
Illinois.
Yeah.
Illinois.
Ghost hunters from Illinois. Now, okay, here's the thing. I am a co-host of Ghostly Talk.
Okay. So am I.
And so are you. And Will's the sound engineer who, well, you know, he does all the, like, he works on the promos. He does the board while we're doing it. He's like...
He dances for us during the show, too.
Yeah. And he brings us
I'm half naked right now.
The shirt's off.
And then, so we've got three of the people in what has to be, at the moment anyway, one of the most powerful independently produced radio casts or webcasts. Right?
Yeah!
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I mean, we got a lot of notoriety in the past month or so.
Show yourself some more, Doug.
Oh, God. Just get a rib removed or something.
I'm patting myself on the back.
Just get a room with yourself.
No,
Jeez,
I'm telling you, we got a lot. We gave a lot of hits on our website. We've become a really popular website for some reason. For some reason, people want to listen to us talk about our experiences,
so they
keep listening. And I think that's phenomenal. But we are one of the most listened to independent webcasts that there is, I think.
Yeah.
And so we're, you know, popular all of a sudden.
Yeah, all of a sudden.
So, I know, and kind of weird.
It is
weird.
It
feels funny. But we, so three people from Ghostly Talk are there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, a couple people from Michigan Ghostbusters, which doesn't have a website at the moment. And some people from the Windsor Ghost Hunter Society, two people from there. People from W Paranormal.
Our sister show, W Paranormal.
Sister show, W Paranormal, they were there. The mm-hmm. whole cast and crew and families,
mm-hmm.
they were all there.
Yeah.
Who else is it? It was just, like, packed, right?
It was packed.
Well, Pam and Aris.
Oh,
Pam and
yeah.
Aris. God, Pam and Aris were
Pam
there.
And Aris, who were phenomenal, and they're there every year. And they were there, and they're local to Jackson.
They were with us last year.
And they were able to tell, and they were there the year before, and Pam was there the year before.
Okay.
And Pam and Aris have been out to Felt Mansion. I mean, we're not slouches when it comes to ghost hunting.
No.
Okay?
Not at all.
We are real amateur ghost hunters. Mm-hmm. I mean, we do this. And we're also amateur broadcasters.
Mm-hmm.
People know about us.
Yes.
Yet these people from Illinois come in, and for some reason they thought that they were going to have a nice, private, quiet little ghost hunt around this legend, this extremely well-known legend that has been written up in books, published all over the internet, put on Jackson's own website, okay? Ghostly Talk has been talking about it. It's been on the front page of Ghostly Talk. I mean, it's just...
Everywhere.
Everywhere. This legend is like ingrained into ghost society now, right? Because I talk about it whenever I could.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought that they were going to have a nice private little ghost hunt.
No.
It doesn't happen that way.
Now, granted, let's make this clear. We didn't like roll a keg in there and turn on the radio and start having having a satanic sex orgy out in front of the cemetery. No, that wasn't what we were doing.
No, that was going to be later.
Yeah.
So at this point, everybody was calm, cool, collected, and sharing stories,
and we were meeting people.
We were meeting each other.
Yeah, I mean, part of this thing, I said this a few minutes ago. Part of an event like this, which it has turned into an event, is to meet other people that are into this sort of thing.
Right.
And get ideas for them. And get new viewpoints from them. And learn things from other people. Or just chit-chat with people.
And sometimes you have to do that kind of work. You have to learn about people.
And if you ask me, that was more than half of the reason I was going out there. Was to meet mainly the Paranormal guys. Which we did.
That was the reason I was going out there. Because I was going out there not to actually ghost hunt. Because I figured, okay, if Eunice happened to float by... You know, okay, I'll take some pictures.
Yeah.
Right? But I figured that there would be too many people to actually have
I brought my camera, too, but I was under the same impression you were, judging by what you've told me and what has happened there in the past.
Right.
There's just a ton of people. It is, and, I mean, one of the number one rules we have, we've talked about on this show, is...
Invite as many friends as you can.
Yeah, because, you know, you want to have 50,000 people out there. you try to keep your group small. If you're going to go on a serious investigation where you really want to try to do some serious documentation of evidence, you don't want to bring a giant group out there. We both knew that. All three of us knew that.
Right. So you knew that this wasn't going to be a serious ghost hunt. It was going to be a
meet and greet.
A meet and greet in a haunted surrounding a known haunting,
which is very, very cool.
I mean, how much cooler could you get?
Yeah.
But these folks from Illinois came out. I have no idea who they were. Does anybody know?
No. Wait, I said hi to one of them, but they wouldn't even acknowledge me.
Yeah, they wouldn't even say hi.
They one of the ladies walked by, and I was like, "Hello, good evening, how you doing?" And she just kind of just looked at me and kept walking, and I'm like. Oh, okay.
And that's similar to, remember that van full of people the last year?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
For them.
Mm.
So I guess Reynolds Cemetery attracts a lot of diehards. Well, they're not necessarily wackos. I mean, I don't blame them for wanting to do an investigation.
Right.
I don't blame them for wanting to do an investigation. Oh. I do blame them for thinking that an investigation can happen at Reynolds Cemetery on the night of November 21st.
Exactly.
Because
said wackos.
It just cannot happen.
No, it isn't going to happen.
It's impossible. We'll talk more about this after the break.
We're going to take a quick break.
Yes.
I don't know.
This has been going well.
This is serious stuff we're talking about here.
And we'll also be taking your calls.
This helps you learn.
And I'm glad we did it. So
yeah, absolutely.
Let's go to break. We'll be taking your calls afterwards. We're talking more about Reynolds. We're talking more about ghost hunting.
And about cops.
1-888-52... What is it? 520-1969. Yeah. He said 69.
Have you heard the Internet's newest Ghost Talk radio show? Visit us on the web at www.floridaghosthunters.com. Our show airs live on Sunday evenings between 9 and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join us. If you dare.
our nose in the world's business.
What happened to your journalistic responsibility?
What do you mean journalistic responsibility? I talk about aliens for crying out loud.
Yeah? And what do you think aliens are?
Right, talking about this kind of stuff.
Aliens'
responsibility is usually holding the truth back. That's trying to bring it back out to people and let them see these things.
There you go.
I think we got one vote on your side, Clyde.
What are you talking about?
Well, you do. A lot of people are on my side, I think.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Ghost hunting. My ethereal anti-drug.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
Ghostly Talk's trip to the aforementioned. Is that Motorhead too?
No, it's Rancid.
Oh, Rancid. That's right.
Did we argue about this last week?
Every single week, I'm going to ask you.
Who's
that?
Who is that? It's not Motorhead.
Well, you said you liked Rancid. I do.
I do like Rancid.
Sorry.
Anyway, yes, our trip was extremely eventful, and we'll be telling you more throughout the night. However, right now, we are very, very pleased. Max called in. Hey, yeah. Max, how are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Sounds like you guys had a hell of a time.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting, actually.
Busted by the cops, you know?
Well, you know, that's what happens when you go on a ghost hunt, isn't it?
It happens.
Yeah. What happened was, as a matter of fact, we... We're all standing around, and we're all visiting.
Yeah.
And a lady cop pulled in from the north, and a male cop pulled in from the south.
Actually, I would be from the... A lady cop pulled in from the east, and a male cop pulled in from the west.
Well, whatever the directions were... They,
I just felt it important to correct you on the air.
Thank you. They pulled in from either side.
Yeah, there you go.
And they started, you know, busting our balls.
Yeah, well, put it lightly, yeah.
Asking interesting questions that have absolutely no answer.
Yeah.
Or at least not an answer that they're going to want to
hear. Are you a terrorist? Yeah. No, I'm not. I mean, that's what they might as well have asked.
Yeah, I'm here with my camera, so that
I'm casing the joint out so I can blow it up.
Yeah, it's like, okay, this is just so silly.
It's going on, Max.
So yeah, we got busted.
Yeah.
This is really my Pentax camera nuclear bomb here.
Yeah, we were all stoned. I mean, everybody knew that. We were all stoned out of our minds.
It was amazing because we weren't causing any trouble. We were just standing around waiting for Eunice to show up and also, you know, visiting.
That's what we were doing. That's what you do at this.
Evidently, that's a hazard in Jackson.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently, I understand that there's laws. I don't want us to come across like we're flagrantly, you know, we don't really care because we're on a ghost hunt. That it don't, you know, laws don't apply to us. Like the main gripe that they had is that we were parked illegally.
We were
that
parked
was the
along,
main problem.
Yeah, along the road. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the problem. We were parked along the road, and I was illegally parked.
Should have asked if I park over there, will I be parked illegally?
Well, we kept asking them where we could park, and they're like, nowhere.
We park in that nice church parking lot over there. That's where they park cars at, mind you.
But the problem with that is the church people could then file a complaint.
Well, yeah, no, because on Friday night, you know, Friday night mass at 8 o'clock is very popular.
Well, we're having a religious experience anyway, so, you know.
Oh, that was a good idea. We should have did that.
You know, we should have said
that's
we
for
were...
for next year.
You know what? That was it right there. We could have been in like Flint if we would have done that. If we would have said that we were a religious organization, we were like some kind of cult, hey, man, they would have had to back off because we couldn't sue the county of Jackson then.
Oh, yeah, that would rock.
That's the excuse next year.
You want to try that?
Absolutely.
That's what we'll do. We'll run with that next year.
We like.
What about, have you ever gotten, could you go out ghost hunting or do you do other stuff, Max?
I don't do ghost hunting much. I just usually party, but I never have run-ins with the cops. They tend to leave me alone.
Well, I wish that were true.
They leave us alone, too. I mean,
they tend to, but, you know.
It just makes for good radio. That's the way I look at it now.
I told her. She comes up and she goes, first she's like, who's in charge here?
That's what we were asked, too.
Yeah, and I'm like, nobody really. I can't think of anyone who's in charge. And she's like, what are you doing here? And I'm like, well, I don't know about these people. But I'm investigating a ghost story for my radio show, for an international radio show. That's what I said.
Mm-hmm.
I'm investigating a story for my international radio show.
Yeah.
She didn't seem to like that. Yeah.
She wasn't impressed, huh?
No, not at all.
Geez, if you would have said I'm a federal agent, piss the hell off. This is a national security emergency.
that would have.
We're trying
been
to
cool.
see if they're harboring terrorists in the cemetery.
We need to get some interesting identification tags.
Yeah,
MGB.
As for your credentials, you say if I show you my credentials, I'm gonna have to arrest you. Probably you won't ever come home again. Now get the hell out of here.
We're from the organization that has no name.
We are the Hidden Secret Society, or. Some big name like that. We are the Invisible Empire, which that's not a very good thing to say. I don't want to say what that
is. Oh, is that someone else? Yeah.
That's not good, though.
Already taken?
I slipped. Sorry.
If that's already taken, then we won't use that one.
But just come up with some official-sounding letters and for your badges, and there you go. You got it covered.
You know what we should have done? We should have brought the Reverend. We should have brought the Reverend, the manager of MFPS, because he's an ordained minister.
Yeah, that would have worked.
He's an ordained minister, and he could have pulled out his badge right there because he carries a card that says he's an ordained minister.
Mm-hmm.
It's official. Damn, man, don't think about these things.
That would have worked.
Next year's going to be the bomb, though. I'm going
to
love it.
Yeah, we know how to prepare for next year.
We're so getting arrested next year.
Yeah. Well, my own theory is the only reason we didn't get arrested was because they didn't have a paddy wagon big enough.
Yeah.
To pile all of us into.
Well, Alex Jones Jr. nearly got arrested, though. Well, that was a beautiful situation because you were on the other side.
I would have filmed that.
You'd have died if you saw it. It was like straight out of a movie, man. Because I don't even know what went down. We had the gentleman that walked up. Okay, and I'll give you the dialogue for this one, right? Now we're standing there, and I saw the lights over on your end. I'm like, uh oh. And Rob and Bob were like, oh man. I'm like, it's no big deal. You know, we'll let them know what's going on. It's not going to be a big deal. These guys are cops here. They know this happens every year. They have to know what's going on. If we explain what's going on to them, we explain who we are and what we do, and I'll give them a card. You know, it's cool.
I gave the lady cop a ghostly talk card.
I didn't even get a chance to do that.
Yeah.
I was just trying to hook up. That's what it was.
Well, yeah, well, that's Doug. You know, he's always trying to get together with anything he sees.
Better than giving the man cop a ghostly talk card. Yeah.
What are you trying to say? Huh?
Well,
look at this guy. Ribbing me on the... Oh, that's nice.
No.
I do enough, but I'm... You go ahead and... You got about 10 free points. Yeah.
But no, so what did he say?
He just walked up and said the same thing that the lady cop said. Who's in charge here? And we all kind of looked at each other and said, nobody's in charge here. So what are you guys doing? And then Kyle stepped up and said, well, we're on a ghost hunt, sir. We're investigating this cemetery. And he tried to start explaining, you know, as if the guy didn't know already. As if the guy didn't know already, which pisses
me
off more than
anything. The lady played dumb as well.
Yeah.
She also tried...
Don't pretend like you don't know about
it. She tried to tell us that she had absolutely no clue that, you know, Eunice White, Jacob Crouch murders every year for the past 100 years.
Yeah.
You know, written up in several books. I she pretended like she had absolutely no clue.
For example, at Trowbridge.
Yeah.
When the cops came that night.
Yeah.
We didn't even have to explain anything to them.
Right.
They were like, so what'd you guys hear? and they were very cool, mind you. At first they were a little rough, but then we told them who we were. We explained what was going on, and we showed the credentials we had. And he even... In the conversation, the gentleman was like, you know, usually the people we get out here are bums and teenagers and drunks and drug addicts, not fine folks like yourself. And I remember him saying that, and I'm like, wow, that's really nice of him to say that.
Yeah.
These guys, and mind you, afterwards, he kind of mellowed out a little bit. He mellowed out after we asked him where Denny's was.
Yeah. Well, he explained their situation. Their situation was that, you know, the people around there expect them to clear out the hooligans. So if we didn't clear out... You know, they'd be like, the cops showed up and left, and those people are still here. Something's wrong.
So you know, yeah. I can understand that to a certain degree.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you guys, you got a famous cemetery like that that's been written up in books for God knows how long. How can they not know of what the hell's going on that day?
Well, that's the point.
Don't play dumb. They have to know.
If you have rules to go by, you have a boss to answer to, that's understandable. But don't play dumb. Because you're insulting my intelligence then, too.
Exactly. You know, that's the part that really got me, because I went and just read the brief of this on the website just before the show, and I was like, either the cops are just completely stupid, or they're just completely acting stupid so they can cause some more trouble or some damn thing.
Well, that gives them the ammunition they need to give them a reason to get us out.
Well, the thing is it seems lately that either the cops are getting stupider or they just don't care anymore.
Well, in this particular case, both. But in Trowbridge's case...
Those gentlemen knew exactly what was going on.
Yeah.
They're like, we're out here every weekend...
Yeah, busting up
dragging some bum out.
Yeah.
Doing something, taking care of this. You know,
but this is a one-time-a-year event
in
Jackson, and these officers...
It's painfully publicized everywhere, which you've already explained. Everybody knows about
it. Jackson, Michigan's own website, yeah.
Don't play like you don't know about it. Just say, I know what's going on, and you guys need to leave. I'm not gonna argue with the guy.
Right.
I don't want to get arrested. I'm not going to argue with him. Which is what Alex Jones Jr. did a little bit, and he cut him off at the knee.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was the one thing I think that probably got us thrown out.
That may have been a big factor, because I remember turning my head real quick. I was kind of like, gosh, you know, we're
yeah, going, he we're, said, he said what? He said something like, he said, is it illegal to take pictures?
Yeah, and the cops, like, and the cop, I got a hand to him, he took zero caca. He just said, listen, man. We're going to do this one way or another. We're going to do it your way, or we're going to do it my way. And the guy's just like, ooh, ooh. And I'm now, and mind you, this is the best part, because I didn't even know what was going on. I didn't even hear this guy say what he said. I got it secondhand from Rob and Bob. But as soon as that cop aimed that fire at him, Rob, Bob, and myself were standing right by this guy. We all just moved. We literally just all moved back about 5 feet away from the guy. Because we're
right.
Like, I don't even want to get in the middle of this. I don't want to have any part of this whatsoever. And that was it.
Yeah, but from then on, we were out of there. That was it.
We had to go. After that, the gentleman, police officer, he was very nice. We asked him, we explained to him, I'm from Detroit, you're from Detroit, Will's from Detroit. We got people here from the other side of the state. We got people here from Illinois, which, oh, God, we haven't even touched that yet. Oh, we haven't touched that yet. We have people here from Canada. Check this out. This is not like we're a bunch of people coming out here to, like, booze it up and get stoned and pee on headstones. No, it's not what we were out here to do. You know, we were out here to meet people, and we were out here to see if we were going to see the ghost of Eunice White.
But they couldn't allow that.
No.
Not after Alex Jones Jr. and...
I don't know if that was entirely the reason, but it didn't help.
It did not help our cause whatsoever.
It didn't help at all. I was as nice as I could be. I was very cool. I can say that. I was very nice. Whatever I had to say to him. And we all stood there because Rob and Bob were all standing there waiting. And the officer said, I want to see all your IDs. And we're like, I don't care. I got nothing to hide. I'll show you my ID.
Rule number one, always bring your ID with you, So, okay.
He did check Kyle's ID.
Oh, really?
The one person he...
Oh, he picked
the one person that he shouldn't be checking, he checks Kyle's ID.
Was Kyle shaking at that point?
Kyle was... He was cool.
Oh, okay.
He was cool.
Okay,
Both him and John were both cool.
Kyle is from Windsor, and he came across... he came into the United States for this event. Max!
Yeah?
Kyle's from Windsor.
Doing? I'm sitting here listening to you guys just ramble on, man. Yeah. As you're just going on and on and
it's,
on.
It's amazing. Well, we had so much fun, that's the thing.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was fun.
I feel notorious again.
It was a learning experience. It was a brush with the law.
Ooh.
It was
amazing.
It
had it all. It had adventure.
It didn't have was booze and stuff. I mean, it was just...
Who needed it?
You didn't need it.
I didn't need it.
No.
Didn't need it. Max, what's going on?
I don't know. The fact that, you guys had such a great ghost hunt. You guys missed a hell of a show with Ghost Tracker Radio, though. Unfortunately, you got just before you guys.
Yeah, we only get to hear them up until about 6:15 or so, and then we have to, change all of our equipment over to do Ghostly Talk, so...
That's my call in there, too.
Oh, you called into Ghost Tracker?
Yeah.
Oh, how awesome.
I'll be calling into 3 shows today.
Oh, man, that rocks. They, but they were probably talking serious stuff, right?
Not towards the end of the show. It broke down to fun stuff. Mel just digresses really easily.
Yeah. This is the ends of the show. But I was listening right from, 5:30? Right from the start until we had to switch everything over.
You guys need a spare computer that you can just listen to.
I think so. I think we should probably get one.
No,
but
they have Pentium 100 or something that are 166 or something.
Something just enough to play the show while we're setting up. Yeah, because Ghost Tracker immediately precedes Ghostly Talk, and then of course right after Ghostly Talk is the first run, I think, of Angel of the Night. So it's quite a lineup. On although I hear the schedule's changing a little bit after Ghostly Talk, in the future it might. And but what a lineup Pioneer has on Sunday nights.
Well, I have to say, Jeff's done one hell of a damn good job so far. It's like Pioneer's what, not even 4 months old?
It's pretty new. And
it's still new, and it's like got a lot of big names coming on it.
Yeah, he's really found a lot of cool stuff. One of the people he wants to bring in is actually an American broadcaster who's broadcasting in England. And evidently that show is just absolutely perfect for our station. We're working on that. We're working on getting the Angel of the Night lineup. That's what Mary and Jerry Pippin and the space show. And he's just getting all this stuff and he's organizing it. We're going through the organization phase. It's just absolutely incredible, the stuff he's pulled together. Incredible.
And it's a lot of fun, too.
definitely. Of course, once I move, I hope to be able to try to get my show back up and running somewhere. I'm not sure where I'm putting it yet.
Are you moving still within Canada, or are you moving to the States?
Just moving two towns over.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Quit my job on Friday, too.
Oh, man.
Well, it's like Thursday night, man. You should have seen. Like, it was just a total fiasco. Like, the boss just starts ripping me a new hole about the, you know, it's like going and buying groceries on his time, blah, blah, blah. I finished my work like 5 minutes early. I almost, like, forget about it, you know. It's like, you know, I almost quit right there, you know. But it's just, the guy was a complete idiot. So I figured, what the hell, I'd wait till high noon on Friday and just call and say, forget it, I'm out of here.
Awesome. I mean, if you had to do it, why not do it that way?
Yeah, if you have to do it, I mean.
So what's two towns over? Is that, is there more jobs there? Is it a bigger city, smaller?
More snow?
It's a bigger city. The problem is, it's like where I am. I'm really out in the middle of nowhere. And it's like, of course, I spend it like a half an hour to bike to work, a half an hour to bike back, you know, and to get to town either way is an hour either way just on a bike.
Wow.
That's,
No.
I haven't ridden a bike in years.
I don't think I could.
Does that have
anymore.
Two or three wheels on it? What is that? I forgot what a bike is.
Yeah, Scott needs training wheels again.
Oh. I'd probably need them again. If I got on a bike, he would probably need to throw training wheels down there for me. I'd kill myself, probably.
Well, tell you what, Max, thanks for calling in. We're going to continue. We're going to talk about the what happened after the bus.
Oh, God.
Yeah, which was a lot of fun. So, yeah, keep listening, Max.
We'll talk to you soon, Max.
Okay, will do.
Take care of yourself.
See you in chat.
Bye-bye. Okay,
bye.
So, yeah, the so stuff is on the plate for Max. He's working with a lot of different internet radio things right now.
Yeah.
So it's just amazing
how
much energy and stuff like that people can throw at this
interesting
hobby. But we have we have to talk about Denny's. We have to talk about you didn't go to the actual ghost hunt with Panera.
No.
But we have to talk about that because that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, we gotta say Rob and Bob
from W Paranormal.
Yeah. Very cool to meet them.
Oh,
can't say that enough.
It was awesome. Their wives were there. The
very, very nice. Their wives are very cool.
Yes. Hi.
Very nice.
Hi for
very
us.
Nice young ladies. Said an absolute ball. Absolute ball. It was just like we said before. This trip wasn't all, you know. You learn these things after a while. You know these little things once you do this for a little bit. You don't have to be a seasoned ghost hunter to know what kind of situation you're walking into. We knew that we weren't going to be doing hardcore, you know, down and dirty, keep your mouth shut, don't be flashing the flashlights around, ghost hunting, you know what I mean?
Right.
We were going to meet some people that we've been wanting to meet for a very long time.
Well, I had been saying that this particular event was going to be the who's who of Michigan paranormal.
Yeah.
And I meant Michigan and Canada and other places. Indiana.
Chicago.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Speaking of which... I gotta say this. The W Paranormal folks, they have a special treat for you guys, I think. I don't know if they're gonna do it this show or next show.
Right.
But if you get a chance, you've got to listen to W Paranormal at midnight, this week and next week, because they've got a special treat for everybody.
What is that?
I can't say, because it's a special treat.
How's it taste?
It's going to be hilarious.
Hope it tickled. Regardless, let's just go through the break here. We have a lot to talk about.
All right.
I don't want to deal with another break. We'll take one at 8:30.
All right.
Let's go through
Sounds
the break
cool.
here.
You know who didn't show up?
Oh, yeah, who didn't show up?
Who didn't show up, but he had sent an email, but of course we were running around and working and doing stuff on Friday, so we didn't get the email, so we were expecting
okay.
him. Yeah, Scott K. of StagehandTools.com.
He had a cold or something, right?
Oh, no, actually his wife was sick.
Oh!
So,
shit.
Yeah. So he
I'm actually sticking my foot in my mouth as I speak right now.
So yeah, he
Man,
ended up
that's a bummer.
So he ended up not being able to make it. But stagehandtools.com,
Mr. Scott Kern,
we were expecting to meet him.
Very excited to meet him.
Didn't work out this time, but there will be a next time.
Yes, there will.
There has to be, especially since what? This is November, December, January, February. 3 months from now should be, 3 or 4 months from now, depending on when we can schedule it.
Yeah.
It'll be our anniversary party.
You're going to, yeah, we're going to have to bring in everybody for that one. Everybody's going to be at that one.
Yeah. I think we'll have to rent a terminal or something at the airport.
That'd be pretty cool.
Does everybody fly in? Because it's going to be huge. So
yeah.
So we will meet Scott Kay.
That was
eventually
a bummer. Yeah, we were really excited to meet Scott too, but you know, it happens. That's too bad. Hope your wife feels better.
And it's a yes, me too. And it's a good thing he didn't show up, because we would have ended up just getting busted. And
yeah, that's yeah, it. Poor guy drives all the way up. But we did during this situation with the police. We did hear a comment. Were you there, Will? Rob and Bob were there. Rob and Bob were there.
I don't think I was.
We heard a comment. Now, the police officer walked up, and we were all standing right outside the front gate of the cemetery.
Yeah, we were not on cemetery property.
No, we were outside.
Now, we had Kyle and John had set up equipment inside
the cemetery.
The cemetery,
yeah.
So that should anything go down, we could run in and press play or record or whatever.
He had it running.
Oh, it was running?
It was running.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
So that's when the police officer walked up and gave us our grilling, and then he went into the cemetery to start fishing out the
Illinois folk.
You were in the cemetery, weren't
no,
you?
I was over by Pam and Eris and Doug.
Oh, okay, yeah. Somebody
yeah, I had called. I had called Will over because Eris and Pam were showing me some totally incredible photography that they had taken at a different cemetery in
uh-huh.
Jackson. So we were looking at photographs.
Well, there were our friends doing their serious balls to the walls paranormal investigation in the midst of hundreds of thousands of people, you know, getting to know each other a little bit before, you know, this is well before midnight, mind you, too.
We ended up actually, we got there, I got there around 7, we were at Denny's by 9:30.
Yeah, I pulled in at 7:30-ish around there.
Yeah.
But we were getting to know each other, 12 o'clock's when this is supposed to happen.
Right, between, yeah,
right
around 11, 12,
yeah.
1 in that
you know,
general area is
so
usually when something
what
happens.
We would have done
yeah.
is gotten quiet then. Probably chilled out, busted the cameras out, did that. But in the meantime, we were getting to know each other. But like we said before, our friends, our foreign friends from the out of state, were investigating the cemetery. More power to them. That's great. But what you should not ever do, when a cop approaches you, you do not sell out the rest of the people that are on the outside of the cemetery, which is basically what happened.
Oh, yeah.
Which is basically what happened, which I thought was just completely ridiculous. We heard this.
Oh, one of the ladies said something?
Well, we're on a serious paranormal investigation here. Those guys up there are just screwing off talking around.
Pretty funny.
I think what I said exactly was like, boy, God help her if those cops leave early and we're all still here. So they did come walking out. I made my comment as she walked by. She did hear me, too, by the way.
What'd you say?
I just said, I was talking to Rob, I think, and she come walking, the group comes walking by, and I'm like, hey, check this out, dude. I'm like, yeah, Rob, you know, we don't belong here anyways, because we're not on a serious paranormal investigation, you know? And kind of just pointed in her direction. It's kind of like,
do you know what's really interesting? What's really interesting about that?
Hmm.
Rob and Bob are certified paranormal investigators.
Yeah.
And they've been doing paranormal investigations.
And they knew exactly
years.
What they were going to be doing that night.
Yeah.
These are certified paranormal investigators.
Who knew how the night was going to go on.
You know.
Yet these other folks from Illinois sort of came in cold.
One of the women from Illinois called the cop, the male cop, something. Because when she was coming out, she was like following him and apologizing. And he had said, oh, I get called that all the time. So I don't know what she called him. But she had to call him something bad.
What, a redneck?
What would you call a cop when they?
Oh, I got a few names, but I'm not going to say.
Well, yeah, but for afterward,
like, bacon or something.
I don't get it. What I would never disrespect a cop.
No, not in this situation. There's no need for it.
This lady would have been in her 30s, and she was one apologizing for calling a cop a name. How stupid is that?
Have they never run into police on an investigation before?
I guess not.
Oh, I know.
That, or she's just retarded.
Well, the point is, that was absolutely ridiculous.
That could be either way.
That was absolutely ridiculous for her to do that. There was no need for it. Whatever their outlook on what we were doing outside of there, whatever their opinion was on it, there was no need for that whatsoever. And, I mean, it's not really any rule you got to go by. I just thought it was common courtesy. Don't bring us into your little problem. We're outside there just talking. You have no idea what the situation is out there. How do you know what's going on? Did you have any idea who the people were that were out there, who they had never met these other people? We were all meeting each other and getting to know each other a little bit.
What's really interesting is they had the opportunity to meet some of the, you know, some of the people who are fairly well known from Michigan.
They didn't care.
Ghost hunting groups.
I tried to
They didn't seem to. Yeah. I mean, one of the things that I find that's important is that ghost hunting groups, although I have to admit there's a lot of politics, which I can't even believe there's politics in ghost hunting groups, okay? But there is.
Notice that I'm silent right now.
Yeah, you stay silent just for a while during my rant anyway.
Okay, go right ahead. Yeah. Go right ahead. All yours.
I can't. Oh, thank you. I can't believe that there's politics in ghost hunting groups and ghost hunting, but there is. I mean, this is a hobby, people. But nonetheless, all these politics happen. One thing has happened this past year that was fantastic, finally, for ghost hunting groups in Michigan. And that was when the Ghost Watchers group got all of us together for that meeting.
The conference.
Yeah. Because we all talked and got along and yeah, I guess a few jokes were slid along here and there and a few sneery looks and stuff. But at the same time, we got to, you know, at least know that we're all, like, trying to do the same stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's always going to be a dynamic. This is what you've taught me.
Yeah. There's always going to be a group dynamic where
yep, you're not always going to have compatible people that are going to always see eye to eye. So in that situation, shut your mouth.
Cut to the quick. What do you really mean?
Shut your mouth.
I agree.
Don't go run around. Because that's where the sneers come from. And the little remarks come from then. That's why you guys know where I stand on this stuff.
I'd like to get Jeff from Ghost Tracker Radio to call in sometime. Because I want to know, does this happen in Florida? Does this happen even... It must obviously happen in Illinois. Because, I mean, if those people...
It happens everywhere. If
those folks were so, like... Oh, my gosh, what were they? Not flippant. They were...
You're
like,
trying to find the nicest mean word to say.
Yeah, I am. And what happened is they were so dead set against us. They wouldn't even talk to us, right?
Yeah.
They didn't even know who we were.
No.
But they would not talk to us, absolutely wouldn't. They thought we were there screwing off, which, of course, at that time, we were just meeting each other and talking.
Yeah.
We hadn't started yet, and the thing wasn't supposed to happen. But, and I mean, I don't know what goes through this. So if they're like that with us, how are they with other Illinois ghost hunters?
Oh. That's their problem.
They're probably the Illinois Outcasts. That's probably the name of their group.
Okay.
Because they're all the outcasts from their, you know.
That's fine. If that's their method, that's fine. Go ahead and do that. Don't bring me into it. That's all I ask.
Well, I mean, the thing is, it's no secret that we're on our third ghost hunting group, right?
Yeah.
It's no secret that...
I consider it 2.5 for myself, but you guys go ahead and say 3. That's fine. you know my speech. I'm not going to go into
it. That's one of the reasons I like Ghostly Talk, by the way. Because we can freelance if we ever have to. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
We'll be like, hi, this is Doug from Ghostly Talk. Can I go on a hunt with you?
All right, I gotta go.
They'll be like, yeah. But the thing is, obviously, here in Southeast Michigan, there's a need for conferences, right?
You know what? I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's same thing on west side of Michigan.
Do you know how much poundings and drama I hear outside of, how do I say, the immediate group, I'd say, you know, with people? Not with you guys, of course. You know, but it's like,
right.
We talk to a lot of people. And usually it's on the computer. And I have to hear, we're going to get this person out. We're going to get that person out. I don't care. I don't care.
There's so much politics.
Leave me alone. Leave me alone with this crap.
So it happens here in Southeast Michigan.
It happens.
It must. I know it happens in West Michigan. I know it happens. It must happen in Illinois. I wonder if it goes on down in Florida as well.
This happens in any organized group of people trying to accomplish a certain goal. Let's put it that way. I take it from someone who knows here. It happens. Whatever you do, you're going to have a group dynamic. You're going to have
I know this, and that is definitely true.
It's going to happen. People lock horns. People, for some reason, in our society today, it's so easy to get jealous of somebody because they have one little thing that you don't have. I've noticed this. And it's like, drop your materialism for half an hour, okay? That's all I need you to do. So, okay, this person is a little bit smarter than you. Or they know something that you don't know. They have a skill that you don't possess yet. If you want to, if you're that upset about it, go out and get it.
Right.
Don't whine.
lots of whining.
You get nothing done that way.
Well,
we've been through it.
These people from Illinois, they have a hard road ahead of them. That's all I can say. But that's how I can sum it up.
Yeah.
The people from Illinois have a hard road ahead of them. I don't care if they've been ghost hunters for 38 years, they've really got a tough way to go.
Ghost hunting, we've said this before. Studying the paranormal is one of the only fields on the, you know, fields of study on this planet that you could be an expert.
Oh yes,
and still not know a damn thing.
It's true.
And there's a lot of people out there that are brilliant, and they have skills that soar. Whatever you do. But they just don't know how to deal with people.
They're absolute pricks.
Well,
yeah. Oh, there you go.
Okay, you can see that.
That's it. Yeah.
Or they have some monkey on their back that they don't want to tell you about.
Well, I think these monkeys were King Kong on the backs of the on the backs of the Illinois.
I hope they hear this. I hope they hear this.
You know they will.
Good.
This is Ghostly Talk.
I'm going to search all the Illinois ghost hunting websites and just see who's got the story for it.
I'm going to email them. Yeah, oh, that's a good idea.
And just so we could just bash the hell out of them.
Oh, God.
Well, no, see, that's contributing to the problem.
That is.
That's contributing to the problem.
We're just getting this off our chests right now. We're just talking. There's a lesson. There is a lesson in all this.
This is
a ranting right now.
I wouldn't have gone on for so long if I weren't trying to make a point.
Yeah.
And I really have a point to make
here. The point is, be cool.
Well, yeah.
If you have a problem with something or you want to know about something, go talk to someone about it. Hey, how you doing? So-and-so from Soundbound. Back and forth. And you find out what the problem is. It's very simple. You don't shun someone like they have the fourth plague.
I was shunned.
Well, we can't talk to those people. They don't have cameras in their hands. And they don't have recorders in their hands.
Mine was in my pocket.
Mine was sitting in my car. I wasn't even taking it out yet.
I had my bag of ghost hunting stuff. So
caught me a break.
I know.
A break. So we got kicked out of the cemetery.
Yeah, so we got kicked out of the cemetery. And fortunately for the paranormal world, the Illinois people got kicked out of the cemetery as well. And we ended up going to Denny's.
Yes.
Because we asked the police, you know, we're like, well, we can't hang out here. Where's the local Denny's? So he pointed us to one, and we all went there. It was
everybody.
It was pretty much everybody.
Michigan?
Except
Michigan showed up.
Everybody, and they even gave us our own room. We had the banquet room.
I was so dope. I was like,
totally rocked.
I feel like a total gangster. We got our own room at Denny's. Wow.
And it was a blast.
Yeah, it was great to sit down and actually talk with people, and it was warm, too, so that helped.
Yeah, that helped, too. The wind was not prevalent.
And before anybody says it, who's up, maybe you should wear some pants. Now we got that out. We can move on. Just so you guys, I just beat everybody to the punchline.
That was one of the first things Kyle said when he walked when you walked up.
Wearing shorts again, huh? Yeah, I'm wearing shorts again, Kyle. you have a knack for the obvious. It's wonderful. I have short. No,
did Kyle toughen up or what?
He's a hard ass now.
He looks like he's got sideburns going on and stuff, and
he's ready to hurt people.
Yeah,
I've done a few pounds.
Uh-oh. Like, I haven't, but, you know, I mean, I was like, oh, my God.
Like, we're all a striking pose of Adonis down here. Like, we all have a little leaf over our crotches right now as we sit here and record this show and broadcast.
But last year, Kyle was so baby-faced and just skinny and almost GQ in a way.
Yeah, he was very preppy.
And now he's all, like, big and scruffy and burly and I don't know.
Well, I don't think I'd call him burly.
Well, not burly.
He's not even.
He's grown
burly.
Up, is what it is.
He's grown up.
Are you trying Kyle to say he don't appeal up. To you anymore?
You were so cute, Kyle. What happened?
Can't pinch those little cheeks anymore. Did you goose him or anything? What's going on here, Will?
Nambla.org or something?
You're really let down on this, aren't you? You're
oh,
like,
gosh.
You're, Will's really bummed.
No, I see what you're saying.
Right.
I mean, he's really toughened up. So it's pretty
good.
Fun. You get that way when you ghost hunt.
Yeah.
You got to deal with people from Illinois.
Yeah.
You sit in the car, you eat beef jerky and fast food. That's all we do when we ghost hunt.
Mm-hmm. Occasionally we get out and wander around. And
I was losing weight when we actually used to investigate Ipsy because there were so many stairs.
Oh gosh, that was.
Now that Ipsy's gone, I just gain weight.
I know we need a really haunted, huge place where we have to walk all over the place.
The elevators don't work.
Yeah, so that we can have to get all our exercise.
Yes. We ended up back up at Denny's, though. Which was great.
We stayed there, what, 2.5 hours?
Oh, yeah, it was wonderful.
We got there around 9:30.
Yes.
Eastern time. And
we got to meet Eris's sister.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we kind of forced her to meet us.
Well, she was at the cemetery, too, but she was in the car pretty much most of the time.
Well, similar to what she was doing at Denny's, sitting in the corner by herself.
Yeah,
literally, sitting
in the
corner by herself.
But we
get over here.
Yeah, we said, get over here. You got to meet us.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
she talked and had fun, I hope.
Yes. Now, yeah. Rob and Bob were there, too.
Yes.
With the wives.
Yep.
I'm going to mix this up. I don't want to mix this up. Rob has the baby.
That sounds good to me.
That's
okay.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks, guys. They had the cutest little daughter. I'm going to sound so feminine here. It's ridiculous. They had the cutest little daughter. And she was just adorable. She was.
And we have
I couldn't
pictures
let go
of
her.
You.
I couldn't let go of her. She was so cute.
We have pictures of you holding her.
And then Bob's wife put the curse on me.
Uh-oh.
So when are you going to have one?
Uh-oh.
Great. I can't help anything for like a year now just to like let the curse wear off.
Oh, that's your annual or another episode in your annual. When are you going to have one of your own? It's coming up Thursday, right?
Well, mating season's coming.
Yeah, no.
What are you talking about?
No.
Thanksgiving, when you see all your relatives.
Thanksgiving, when you see all your relatives, and they're all like, well, why aren't you married yet?
But we already discussed that before the show. We have to work on Thanksgiving. And logistically, I work till 4 p.m.
Yeah.
Dinner starts at 4:30. So I get the meal, but I don't have to deal with the relatives.
Right. Well, I mean, you'll have them during the meal, and then afterwards.
Well, yeah, but we're not talking. If you've ever been in a Lambert Thanksgiving, you don't talk when it's time to eat. You shut your mouth. So you stuff your face, and then you pass out on the couch.
Oh, okay.
So that's what I figure I'm going to do. I'm going to stuff my face and just pass out on the couch and hide and avoid all those problems.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm in good this year.
Yeah, that'll work. Works for me.
Cutest little baby, though. Cutest little girl. Five months old.
Yep.
She was
just adorable.
A little thing.
They actually have a ghost hunting outfit for her already.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A little ghost hunter.
Absolutely adorable.
Amazing.
I was just blown away. Wow.
And she was so good the entire night.
I mean, absolutely.
She was in her element. So people were just goo-gooing, and it was incredible.
I've never seen a little baby that young, that emotional. how I say it. She was very emotional. You could really see the emotion.
Alert, intense.
Very alert. Very alert.
Responsive to everything.
Yeah,
I mean, everybody
was fun. She was having fun.
She had a blast. Yeah. A lot more fun than that.
She had a lot of fun
people.
Grabbing my beard. I know that for a fact.
Oh, yeah. Oh!
Yeah.
That's what we heard every so often.
That was interesting. But, yeah, really cute little baby. Had to throw that out there. She was very cute. So, congratulations on your new child.
See Scott L. Hold her on WParanormal.com on the photos page.
Oh, they already put the pictures up. WParanormal.com.
Ladies?
If you can print like an 8x10 of that, you know, or make a T-shirt.
Here's Scott
out of
his
it.
Element.
If you can make a black T-shirt out of that, you know, because
All
your T-shirts are black, I think.
Yeah.
And
or they're like a faded, dirty, greasy.
Yeah, well, or used
that's
to
what,
be.
That's what they're, yeah, they used to be black.
Yeah, and then put that on a T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Wear that to the bar.
Oh, yeah.
Chick magnet.
Yeah, if I go to, like, what bar could I go to for that, though?
Hard Rock Cafe.
Some bar with, like, older chicks.
Oh.
That already have kids.
No, you don't.
So I don't want the instilled family. I got to make my own.
Yeah?
No, I don't. No, I don't want to make my own. How am I doing? Stop that. You guys are getting me in this whole, like, okay, it's time to make. Spring's not here yet. Spring's not here yet.
Spring planning sessions coming up.
I don't
start
ruffling my feathers till about April. So, no, let me alone. I'm hibernating right now. Very cute.
So we all ate and stuff like that. Then afterwards, we got to go to a different cemetery. Some of us, because Scott L. took off. You took off, right?
Sorry.
Yeah. But that's okay.
My throat was starting to hurt again. It's starting to hurt again right now, too. So.
But we went with Pam and Eris and Pam's and Eris's sister.
And a couple of their friends.
And, several of their friends. And we all go to a cemetery for which they have permission. Because, I mean, when you're a ghost hunter, you are supposed to get permission, right? And, of course, nobody had actually gotten permission for Reynolds. So we knew we were taking the chance. I even mentioned it in that article. And so we all go to this cemetery that they had permission. They were that I thought was phenomenal. Because they didn't have to, you know.
Right.
But they did. What's really amazing about that, and Bonnie went with us, and what's really amazing about all that is that the things that they had been telling us about when the police showed up, because they were showing us the photos that they had gotten, and some of them are pretty amazing, and also they had mentioned several things. They had mentioned that after a while you'll hear sirens. They had mentioned that there's creaking noises. They had mentioned that they had mentioned so much. What are we looking for? Oh, down here.
The DP, man.
Right here.
Oh, thanks.
They had mentioned a lot of different things that actually then happened. And I didn't expect, because we had a lot of people there, and I didn't expect all that stuff to happen.
The creaking and...
The creaking was that, we think that tree, right?
That was really loud, though.
Although Kyle did sort of, like, come running out of there, didn't he? It was pretty amazing.
What happened? I want to hear that.
Oh. Well, first of all was the siren, right? Because we were taking photos, we were getting this place is huge.
Oh, massive.
This is the one that Eunice White is buried in? Or well, next
there's,
to?
There's actually two cemeteries that we were in.
Oh, okay.
There was Woodline or...
Woodland?
Woodland. And then there was St. John's.
And St. John's, St. John's, that's where she's buried. They don't have permission for that one yet. But the Woodland one. So we're walking around, and we're you know... ghost hunting for a change, but we're also learning because, you know, whenever you go to a place the first time, whoever your host is has to tell you about all the things. So we were, you know, it was kind of a quasi-ghost hunt at that point.
Uh-huh.
And because we were learning, and we took photos, and we got some really weird stuff, and Kyle was filming, and we saw the creepy areas that are scary to go into. We learned that you have to stay on the path, otherwise you could get things thrown at you. And so we wandered through. Then we heard did we hear the car alarm first or the creaking first?
No, it was the car alarm first.
We heard, as we were walking, we were about halfway around this huge circle, which is a humongous cemetery. We were halfway around back to the cars, but this car alarm went off.
It sounded like it was in the cemetery, though.
And it sounded really close, like it was in the cemetery, yes. Really? I agree. And that was another thing that they said. You would hear, they said sirens, but I assume they mean any kind of bizarre, you know, alarm, siren, you know, sound. And so that matched up exactly with what Pam and Eris were talking about. Then, the creaking.
I was walking up in front with Bonnie and Eris's sister.
Yeah, Bonnie freaked out Eris's sister.
But all of a sudden we was hearing this creaking noise. Bonnie heard it first, and then I heard it, and then Kyle heard it, and we decided to go that way. And it seemed to be coming from this tree, and that's when Kyle walked up the hill and came running back.
Yeah.
What happened to Kyle?
Well, he walked up to investigate this tree to see if that's what was creaking. And for some reason, he came running back. But by then, we were all pretty much...
He said it was really, really loud by that tree.
Yeah. Well, maybe it was the tree creaking. But Bonnie said that it sounded like the coffin lid opening kind of thing, and it did kind of sound like that.
So she just, like, freaked out Kyle, too?
No, she freaked out Eris's sister.
Oh, nice.
But they've gotten some pretty interesting stuff in there. So we went... Basically, that was about it. We went back to the cars and left, right?
Yeah. That was it.
That was the whole night. Wow. But it was really freaky in that cemetery, let me tell you.
I'll have to check it out. I'm going to have to check it out. It sounds very interesting.
Well, I'm hoping that... I think that they have... I know they have permission for it, but I don't know if, like, they're giving permission to other groups or anything. I don't think that that's the way it works there.
Oh, no, I understand.
Yeah, but
please,
I think...
Please, let me in!
They do have, like, a guest kind of thing.
Ah.
So they can bring a guest in, and so that's why we were allowed.
So they brought, like, five.
Well, we were all from
right.
Michigan
that's
Ghostbusters.
That's not too bad of a group, though. That's a good size. A group.
It was pretty good. It was pretty interesting. And
we hear footsteps once in the leaves when we were walking up in front. You were in back.
You're kidding.
We heard footsteps. I'm pretty sure Bonnie was up there too, and I believe Pam was up there at that time also. We heard footsteps.
Wow.
You know, I gotta say, truly, and maybe it was just like because I had the heebie-jeebies back then. I can only remember one truly paranormal thing that I heard and or saw since I've been doing this. Really, honestly.
What was that?
Ruby Cemetery.
Oh, really? We've only been there
time,
twice.
Yeah, the first time we all... Well, the first time I met you, Doug. It was the first night I met you, Doug. I didn't know you.
Right.
But I don't even know if we've ever talked about this. Because, we were walking out of the cemetery, and it was myself and Scott Binkowski and someone else. And, you know, I don't remember who else was with us, but we were all just talking, you know, just walking out, we're leaving. And I'll never forget this, because literally there was no one behind us. We were, like, in the back of the group. We were, like, the last people, so we're just, you know, talking. And literally... Somebody, because it was a gravel road, you know, like it's kind of gravel. It's kind
right.
of mixed of gravel and cement, you know.
Right.
And somebody just kicked some gravel up behind us. I think we've talked about this.
Yeah.
Maybe not on the air, but we've talked about this. And literally all three of us just turned around and went, what the hell was that? And there was no one there. And I'm like, you heard that. Yeah. You heard that too? Yeah. Okay, let's get back in the truck. It's going out. I mean, it was like, whoa. I mean, it was loud.
Well, I've had many paranormal experiences now.
I was just thinking about that while you guys were just, you know, talking about the cemetery, because I've been to a few places, and, you know, every place has its, you know, I don't want to, like, you know, mock on it, but every place has its story. This is what happens here. This is the things that we see here, and these are the things we've experienced. So these are what we filmed here. And usually I don't see or hear anything. Savage House, for example. Well, the source on that wasn't very good anyways, but...
No, but I
You did.
I saw a shadow figure at Savage House, period.
And I believe that.
And
I believe that 150%.
And it's the same one as on Heidi Hollis's site.
Yeah.
I mean,
talked about
that's
it last
the picture
week.
Of it. Yep.
Talked about it last week. And I believe you on that.
Or the same
when
looking, you know.
When you stopped in Salem Cemetery. Salem Walker Cemetery. When you locked the brakes up and nearly killed me.
I saw a ghost.
You saw a ghost.
I
believe
a ghost.
You on that. Because you do not react like that.
I jammed the brakes on.
And, you know,
sorry about
that, by the way. The desk doesn't have any airbags either.
No, it doesn't.
So I was like on my own. I had to like put my arms out or do something or put my hands on my head. But you...
Even I was too flustered to do the father thing and stick the arm out and keep you held in your...
What are you doing? No,
but... No, I it was...
You saw a ghost.
I saw a ghost. I know. It was a person standing there and it was not there.
Yeah, if it was only, you know, a certain select few people, yourself and Will are included, of course. If it was a... Just about anybody else would be like, shut up and keep driving. You know?
Yeah.
But you don't react like that.
Well, I've been ghost hunting now for, what, years or decades or something? No, probably
hundreds and thousands of years. Billions and
like,
billions of years I've been ghost hunting.
Seems like that. But I've seen one ghost once and one shadow figure.
Yeah.
But I've had paranormal experiences, too. The week in the Holly Hotel.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that had tons of paranormal experiences.
I guess I can say, I mean, we got that EVP from Mansfield. With
okay.
You and myself. I didn't hear that directly.
Right, you
we
don't hear
it on the tape afterward.
It was on the tape, though, yeah.
So, okay, there's two for me. I had the EVP I picked up from Adair Cemetery here in Michigan.
The hay.
Hey.
Yep.
I have taken numerous photos that are anomalous in nature. But, I guess that's the next level I think we're all trying to take it now, is to actually get into that realm where it's like, okay, look, I have pictures upon pictures upon pictures.
Well...
I'm experiencing this stuff now. I'm experiencing this stuff now. I'm seeing this with my eyes. I'm feeling it. I'm hearing it. And that's where I'm... I get...
And you're like, all these people have all these wonderful stories, and...
But at the same time, I'm not going to let that... I'm not going to put myself into a delusion, so to say, either. Just because I want to see it doesn't mean it's there. I think that's a problem a lot of people get into.
Well, what I find is that a lot of the paranormal things they have in, like, for example, at the Holly Hotel,
yeah,
they're fairly explainable.
Yeah.
I mean, the door that was swinging,
yeah.
You know, it was one of them two-way doors that swings out or in,
yeah.
You know, on double hinge.
Uh-huh.
And I have to say, you know, Sherry had walked in the one door, and she was going, and she was going to be sitting down at the table with you guys in order to eat. And the other door started swinging, and I turned around. You know, I had turned around to see Sherry walk in, and then I turned around because someone else was coming in or going out, I thought.
Yeah.
But no, the door was just swinging on its own with nobody there. Now, there could be an explanation for that. I mean... These are double hinge doors. There are two of them together. One could have, you know, propped the other one just ever so slightly, and then after gravity or
the spring
effect
door,
or whatever
right?
took effect, it could have then, you know, popped it enough to make it swing. But that was still pretty freaky, and I count it as a paranormal experience because I don't think that's what happened.
Yeah.
But it could, I mean, it could have been, I guess you could sit and explain it away. Same thing with the upside down phenomenuses.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they weren't flipped over, they were just turned around upside down so that you would have to read them upside down. The whole pile was flipped over upside down like that. And Sherry's comment was, you know, haha, really funny who did this, because her table is immaculate, you know. When did you see it? Were you up there?
Well, I was up there for the one time with you guys for the first investigation.
Oh, okay. Well, Sherry keeps an absolutely immaculate table of all her candles and just incredible, incredible stuff. And she has a pile of phenomenuses on the corner. And, you know, you can explain it, sure. Maybe somebody picked up the entire pile and set them down. But most people would pick up one copy of phenomenuses.
Yeah.
Decide, oh, no, I've already got this issue, or, oh, no, I don't really want this, and put it down, maybe upside down. Not an entire stack of, like, a dozen of them.
Yeah. Those are things that, yeah, those are just those little things.
And then I really was tapped on the shoulder when we were in the bar next door.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody tapped me on the shoulder, and Kelly said that was Clyde, which was, Sherry's father or grandfather?
Grandfather.
Grandfather, yeah.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, I mean, somebody tapped me on the shoulder.
Well, I can also think of the whole situation we had with my grandmother.
Yeah.
I don't know if I really... I mean, well, I've been told that it was not a coincidence. It was not a coincidence in any way.
That we, you mean that we talked about her on the show, and then the next day was the anniversary?
I mean, I can sit here and say you told him blue in the face. Well, I had no idea that the next day was the anniversary of her 10-year anniversary of her death. I honestly did not remember.
Right.
And I had to be reminded.
Well, I mean, and you could sit there and think about it and say, okay, well, subconsciously I may have known that, because your subconscious remembers just tons of stuff that you don't remember. So maybe it was trying to bring it out to you, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so therefore it could have been coincidence, you know. But the thing is, you've got to notice these coincidences, because they're there for a reason, I think.
Well, those are the things that you have to think about.
Yeah.
Those are the things you have to think about.
Yeah.
Those are the things you have to objectively look at and analyze them. That's how you learn to do this kind of thing.
Right.
I guess that's what I'm still learning. You guys seem to be doing... I mean, I'm just looking at this as you guys were discussing this issue in this last... at the cemetery here on Friday night. I was just thinking about that because of all the things that... You know, well, there's... Oh, this place is insane, man. You're going to go crazy. And I get there, and I'm like... You know, I get there, and I've trained myself now to get to the point where if I hear people hyping it up that much, I'm going to be extra, extra scrutinizing when it comes to that. I'm going to walk right in there and be like, okay, did you see that over there?
Do you think that might close you off?
I don't know. I'm still trying to be objective. I'm trying to be a scientist about this. I'm trying to not walk in there with any delusions whatsoever. I want to walk in there and go, okay, I want to see this. I want to see this. But I'm not going to trick myself into seeing it either.
Right.
Maybe I'm overthinking it. Maybe that's the issue. I don't know. Well, maybe somebody out there can help me. Email me. Well, you're a complete loony. Just go away, Scott. We don't like you. Stop. I mean, these are the things that I'm thinking about when I do this, when I go out to these places. You know, Mansfield, I mean, and granted, we picked up an EVP there. We did. We had a couple of very strange photos.
I didn't hear it with my ears, and it was on the tape. So that's the definition, right?
There was a whole group of people. I forgot which group it was the last time we were at Mansfield. I don't know if you remember this or not. They literally said they had a video camera going, and they had a ghost on tape. And I'm sitting there looking up at this is like, you know, if you've ever been to Mansfield Reformatory.
Oh, somebody's calling.
Oh, no.
Ghostly Talk.
Hello.
Oh, hi. How are you doing?
I heard no mention of your meeting with the Cat in the Hat.
Oh, yeah. We sort of glossed over that, didn't we? I met the Cat in the Hat.
Ah!
I met, and we got a picture of me and the Cat in the Hat.
It's great.
Where's that? Well, why is it on the website?
Well, Bonnie has it.
Because I haven't given it to you yet.
Yeah. She's got it.
Oh, okay.
She's got the photo of me and the Cat in the Hat.
Oh, I saw that. I saw it already.
You saw it on the camera?
Yeah, I laughed very hard.
It's homepage material.
Homepage material? Or no, I think it should go in the...
it'll go there, too.
No, bury it in the photos section of Ghostly Talk.
No.
Homepage?
You're going to be right there next to the sound card.
Well, no.
Where the sound card was. The sound card's still up there, isn't it?
I think so.
No, yeah. I took it down.
Okay.
I pulled it down. Yeah, that's where it's going to go.
Man. I think Scott L. wants you to email it to him.
Yes.
Okay, I'll go get my camera and download it just for you.
Thank you.
For everybody's information, that's Bonnie on the phone, by the way. Welcome, Bonnie.
Well, thanks.
We met up with Kyle at Sochi's. Then we went to Bonnie's house to regroup and leave from there. And, of course, we were hungry. And we knew it would be a long night, or we thought it would be a long night, I should say. And we went to Burger King.
What are you pointing at me for? I wasn't there.
I don't know.
Where'd you guys go?
Yeah, Burger King. So we go to Burger King, and there's like 1,100. 1,100 kids there. It turns out Burger King was having a promotion for that movie.
The Cat in the Hat movie.
And
so the Cat in the Hat made a personal appearance.
And the Cat in the Hat was there.
How punk.
Yes. And so
you came up there and got an autograph, and you got a kiss from him and everything, right?
I got a picture.
You got his phone number, too, didn't you?
You're
the Cat in the Hat. You're the Cat. That's the Cat.
That's the Cat.
Why'd you call Brick? Brick would have flown right out.
I know. Brick would have been there.
He would have come in. This is Brick Hardrod.
Brick Hardrod.
I heard you are the cat in the hat. I'm going to take you out of the hat. Brick Hardrod. Sorry.
Brick Hardrod.
Brick Hardrod will take you out of the hat.
Brick Hardrod wants to see the cat without the hat.
What are you doing over there on the phone, Bonnie? Oh, I mentioned Brick Hardrod, so it's over now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's over now.
Yeah, I'm doing naughty things now.
Oh, yeah.
Organizational skills of you guys.
What's that?
What?
Your organizational skills, I was a little disappointed with them.
Why?
Well, let's see. Doug, when was it? Last Friday, we were discussing this whole event, and we said we would finalize plans.
Yes. Oh, I know where she's going with this.
You called me Thursday night when I was at school.
And I said, call me back.
I get out of school, I call you back, I get your voicemail.
I was passed out.
Like, what,
you think getting this voicemail from the new?
I tell you to call me while I'm at work, so I know what's going on.
Yeah, and I
slept. Who calls me?
I slept till 3.
At 3:35 when I'm on my way home from work to say, yeah, we're going to get Kyle, and then we're coming to your house.
Isn't it great?
That's how ghost hunts happen. I think that's how ghost suns are supposed to happen.
That's why I drove separately.
Thanks.
I just drove separately.
But it worked out, didn't it?
Yes, it all worked out fine.
Yes, and I had so much fun.
I almost peed my pants.
Will played some of the music that he's found while searching for music for the show.
Through the bowels of the hell of the internet.
Yeah, and he's some of the stuff that we've not put on for our breaks.
Yet.
I don't know if that one's going to go on.
I don't think it ever should.
Yeah, that one
must be really good.
Oh, do you know? We'll tell you about it after the show, Scott L. Okay. Or we'll go to break and tell you about it.
No, we'll just you guys can tell me after.
However, the fellow who, Alex Jones Jr., he was familiar with it.
Oh, but. God, yes, he was.
Oh, wait, yeah. I'm starting to get
an inkling, yeah.
because I yelled it when we were at the cemetery.
Yes. And then he knew, like, who sang it and when it was sung.
Yeah, he's a big fan of Dr. Demento.
Yeah, it was a Dr. Demento style tune.
It's on one of his compilations.
Yes, sure. So yeah, it was so that got to Bonnie. We had to stop at the mobile.
Got to her bladder, it sounds like.
Yeah, we were almost to the exit when probably what 5 miles from the exit, so and that song came on.
Wow.
So then we get on the exit, we were on M60 and Bonnie was pretty much crossing her legs trying to drive because it was a pretty funny song.
She was swerving all over the place. It was
we
crazy.
Were all over the road, and, yeah. And I'm like, there's a mobile coming up. There's a mobile coming up. We'll pull in. Yeah.
Oh my
that
God.
That was pretty good.
How's your bladder now, Bonnie?
It's pretty bad when that's the highlight of the trip for me.
Why was that the highlight? I mean, we got busted by the cops.
I'm kidding.
Okay, that was just the first highlight.
We sat and made fun of each other.
The point is,
for 2 hours.
It was so bad. I had a Burger King crown on my head.
Yes,
I walked
you did.
Into the gas station with that crown on my head.
You guys just didn't tell her, did you?
Well, I knew it was there. I didn't care.
She didn't care. She was like a beeline for the bathroom.
Oh, it just
yeah.
didn't matter.
It didn't matter at that point.
It just didn't matter.
No. It didn't.
So did you leave the crown on while you were going to the bathroom too?
Yes, I did, as a matter of fact.
Like, literally sitting on the throne. I mean, that's like...
Wearing a crown on the throne.
Did you have, like, your stick, too? Like,
a scepter.
No, I had removed the stick.
Welcome to my kingdom.
This is Bonnie's realm.
Yeah. Stay the hell out. I've locked the door, so you can't enter now.
No Hark. Entering Bonnie's realm.
That's pretty messed up, Bonnie. You still have that crown?
Yeah, it was in the back seat of her SUV.
Yes, I still have it.
Yeah. Although I think we had thrown something on it, so some of the little tines might be bent.
Oh, no. You wrecked the crown.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fine.
Oh, it is? Oh, cool.
I still have one of those crowns from King Henry's Feast in Florida from like 12 years ago.
Yeah?
Not one bend to it.
Wow.
I kept them.
Well, this one is a specially themed Cat in the Hat crown.
Oh, God, what this?
So
it's going to be worth money someday. Limited, eBay, here we come.
Yeah, limited edition.
From Burger King.
Not only is it...
They didn't make that many.
Not only is it a limited
only
edition
a couple.
Crown, it was talked about on an international talk show, yeah.
Oh, we're talking about Burger King, too. That's even worse.
Oh, I know.
You're not talking about Burger King on this show.
I can't believe it. Please.
Disregard the last 10 minutes. You got to hear Burger King.
This is no way an endorsement for them.
Absolutely
not. Unless you're going to give us some.
Some of those free coupons they can send us anytime.
The only thing I can eat from that pit is their french fries.
Oh, those are the worst things.
I like their french fries.
Why?
Their french fries blow.
They're so bad.
Well, Johnny, I'm not clear on what you meant. You don't like the fries? I just want to make sure you're clear on this. I like the fries. Piss on you
no,
guys.
No. They were good at one point, and then they.
Okay, well, which fries do you like? And just don't even say it on the air.
Okay.
Just motion it to me.
Okay.
Just. Those taste like shit.
No.
No, they're terrible.
They are not.
The last time I haven't had either one of those things in a good long time, but. Those things taste like chemicals.
Well, if they... The problem with that place that I like fries from,
yeah.
Is that they hardly ever salt them. They for some reason, they feel that, you know, salt is their own version of gold or
well,
something.
Well, it's healthy food. You know, you can't have salt on there.
Oh, yeah. Deep fried fries?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those are healthy. Yeah, well, I know where they're coming from with that, because everybody's like, ooh, no fat, no
yeah, okay,
fat.
Great.
Yeah.
As you suck but, down three or four little
yeah, as you're eating a humongous fry.
Don't forget your Diet Coke.
Yeah, and your lettuce yeah, wedge. Right.
Anyways.
But, yeah, the if they were a little bit more gracious with the salt, I think that place has to rule for
gross.
Fries.
Gross.
The other one, those are just sick.
I agree.
They're too big. They don't cook them enough.
They're disgusting.
Yeah.
I agree. Those are absolute. I can't eat that stuff anyways. I think the last time I actually ate Burger King. Where you were at on Friday?
Yeah.
It made me sick.
Well,
the last time
I was at one of them places was probably about, it has to be over a year ago.
I can't eat it anymore. Plus, I just have I have a whole new belief structure, too.
Yeah.
So I can't support them along with it. Just I don't feel right when I eat it. No, I just... Ugh, gross. I'm already a mess as it is. You know, I mean... I figure I shouldn't add any insult to injury, so... Why are we talking about french fries?
I don't know.
Why? Shut up, Bonnie.
Bonnie, now you have a suck comparing fries.
Be quiet.
Hey, man, I didn't
start
that.
She says she didn't start it.
All I mentioned was the Cat in the Hat. You guys went off on your own little tangent.
That's true.
How did we get there?
Such as it is. Well...
How did we get to that?
Well, because it happened at that one place. And then we talked about the crown, and so it just sort of happened.
Okay.
The picture will be going up on the website, though, from what I understand.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Fair enough. You look like a hard ass in that picture, too, I might add.
I don't know.
You look tough in that picture. You're like, you got your arm around the Cat in the Hat, and you know, you're just like, and your hair is all slicked down, you're just like, and you got your beard back now, too.
Well, just this part.
Well, no, but it's back. I mean,
yeah.
More or less, it's back there, and
yeah.
You're just like, you know, and you look tough. You look very
good.
It's a good picture.
Yeah.
I think she just, like, wiped the cat in the hat, photoshopped the Cat in the Hat out.
Somehow, me with my armor on the Cat in the Hat doesn't sound very tough. But, but
no, I'm talking about you. You're just like, you're around the cat.
Well, that's because I was, you know, influenced
you were with the cat.
By the toughness of Kyle. You know.
Well, he's still going to hate us after this show.
But, oh, man.
We love Kyle.
Are you, no jail time, Bonnie. That was pretty cool, huh?
Yes, no jail time is fabulous.
Yeah, that worked out well for us. And
I have to ask.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Kyle ran up, it's not bad, Scott. Settle down. When
I just turned my mic off.
That tree, what movie did he compare it to?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
He did say something.
It was like, I want to say Predator. Is that the movie
he
said?
That was it. And then I said, maybe you haven't seen Predator. I don't want to think about that running around the cemetery with us.
Well, yeah.
Because Predator, I mean, that's a pretty, you know...
Intense movie.
Specific movie, yeah. And, yeah, he compared it to Predator.
Predator.
Which it doesn't
compare what to Predator.
Well, Predator starts out, doesn't it start out in the woods?
Yeah.
It starts out in the woods.
In the jungle.
Jungle kind of thing, you know? So he goes up into this, you know, wooded area of the cemetery with a creaking tree, and he runs out of there.
And did some invisible creature with a laser gun jump out of the tree and chase him down the hill?
Well, maybe it probably seemed that way. I mean, it was pretty spooky.
It's that
spooky
noise,
there.
That clicking noise.
Oh, the I know what you're talking about. Yeah. That's what the Predator, the sound he made.
No, he said when you got up close to the tree, it didn't sound like creaking anymore. It sounded like the noise that the Predator made.
Okay, was it the noise we were just describing?
Yes.
I know what you're talking about. I can't make the sound. But it's kind of like a gurgle, a combination of a gurgly and like a click, dialect click with some languages. You know what I'm talking about?
I'll download that and play it for the next show.
Okay. We'll have to follow that up next week. It's very important to the paranormal community. I mean it towards you. I'm just saying in general. You know, we're just like...
Well,
no.
he may... Oh, no, his battery had run out. Speaking of which, that's another thing that happened in that cemetery. Kyle went in. He had 14 minutes left on the battery. He turns on the camera. It says 14 minutes and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
He looks down again, like not even a second later at his little, I don't know, flip out, you know, thing. And it was down to zero.
Oh, wow.
It went from 14 minutes to zero.
That's like the coming of the tide
like
now, I think, for us.
But that happens
that
all the
happens
time.
That happens all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, people are used to that now, it seems to be.
Battery draining cemetery.
It happened to, I don't know anybody, myself included, I haven't had an equipment failure at one time or another. I think it's just that's just part of the game now.
Hey, Bonnie, have you had mysteriously draining batteries in your ghost hunting equipment?
Clarifying that.
What? Training for
what?
Constant use.
What? What?
I'm going to hang up on people in a minute.
She may have to go to the bathroom any minute now.
I think once at Custer.
And that was in your camera, right?
If any place can
actually, Scott, that would have been my flashlight that you compared to something else.
Oh yeah, the flashlight with a giant base on it. Yeah, I remember that.
Thank you, Scott.
That came straight out of a teal. You've seen that thing, haven't you?
Yeah.
Impressive, huh?
Yeah.
God.
So
you want a half hour alone with that thing, don't you?
Oh
Scott?
Yeah, absolutely, man.
So fortunately, we don't have to edit that.
Low enough place.
What's that strobe light coming out of Scott's room? Enough.
But yeah, his mic is off now, Bonnie. So yeah, so you did have power drainage once,
yes.
Right? Okay.
My ghost hunting equipment.
Yes. Whew.
Your field gear did not work.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Did you ever have equipment failure?
Yes.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What's this, a camera?
It's a camera, yeah. There you go, Doug.
Like a camera just did not function right, or that flashlight?
It was that flashlight at Custer, and now that you mention it, my camera didn't work right when we were... I can't think of the name of the cemetery we went to with Nicole, the first one we went to.
Oh, that big, that humongous cemetery. I don't remember it either. We'll call it Memorial.
Okay.
Memorial Cemetery.
Yeah.
where the Blue Man is.
Yeah, where the Blue Man legend is. Yeah.
Right. My camera wouldn't work up there where the Blue Man's buried.
But it worked in other parts?
It worked fine everywhere else.
Okay. There we go. Paranormal stuff.
That's where I got that.
There it is. Evidence.
I thought we'd throw that into the show as well, just in case. You know,
why not?
This is a show supposedly about...
We have been good.
Yes.
Except for French fries.
Yes.
And flashlights.
Yeah.
I think we've been very good this time around.
I think so, too.
And Illinois people.
Oh, we did harp on them.
And Denny's. Maybe we sucked after all.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to review it and
see
if we actually
ever... Boy, this show really sucked, guys. I mean, what the hell happened?
Did we ever mention anything paranormal? No. But yeah. Okay, well, I'll tell you what, Bonnie, thank you so much.
Yeah, goodbye.
I had so much fun on the trip, and thanks for sharing with us.
Bye.
Bye, Bonnie.
Bye. So,
did we even mention, I don't know if this is going to be even fitting.
Uh-oh.
Speaking of not speaking about the paranormal, that yesterday, you know what yesterday was?
Saturday. The day before Ghostly Talk.
No, yesterday. What was the anniversary of? 40th anniversary.
Of JFK's...
Oh!
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of conspiracy theory being talked about as we speak.
I watched 6 hours of it yesterday. I wallowed in it yesterday. And then on top of that, my folks came by for a chit-chat, and we ended up doing a five-hour argument around it. Literally, standing up, walking around the living room, arguing at each other. I had to make another pot of coffee. It was a wreck.
Your yesterday was a JFK yesterday.
It was all about JFK yesterday.
Wow.
It was just, it was completely insane. There's a lot of specials on the History Channel if you're interested in that at all.
Oh, yeah. I was flipping back and forth between, there's like on Headline News or CNN, I don't remember which, they had like people in the news, and they were talking all about the JFK stuff and the people and things like that, and the Kennedys themselves, which is amazing.
Well, what's good, it's not good, but one of the things that you can do, I know this personally, is, I mean, you can go to people and ask, and we all know how it felt on 9/11. We lived through that. We were part of that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't think any of us were really alive when Kennedy was assassinated. Or
how many years ago was it? 40?
63. It was 40 years ago. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so none of us were alive then, but our parents were, or our relatives were.
My mom remembers exactly what she was doing.
Yeah, so is my mom.
Yeah.
My mom knew exactly what was going on, and we talked about that yesterday. And a lot of people, that's what a lot of these, it's not a holiday, but a lot of these anniversaries and whatnot, that's what people do. They reflect. I think 2 years in a row since 9/11, we've kind of talked about it and said what we were doing that day and what went through our minds.
Mm-hmm.
And it does have a lot to do with what's going on here on this show, too.
I worked that day in the call center. One call all day.
Yep. I walked out of work.
Yeah, you left to go get your sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But a lot of that stuff is surrounded.
Uh-oh.
We're in trouble?
Yeah, this is the end of the show.
Oh, my God. Well, bottom line with that, though, is there's a lot of mystery surrounding that, too.
Yes.
And those are things that you need to think about also. And that's what I did yesterday. I did a lot of thinking yesterday. And wow, my head hurts.
We'll have to get a conspiracy person on, not Alex Jones Jr.
We're
going
to need to do that.
Someone else. And see what we can do about talking about all that stuff.
Absolutely.
But for now, I have to tell everybody, this has been Ghostly Talk. We're live Sunday nights from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Eastern
mm-hmm.
on Pioneer. Our radio. Our website.
Our radio, we own it. It's ours.
Our website.
You can't have it.
Our website is www.ghostlytalk.com. And stay tuned, because right after this is Angel of the Night on Pioneer Radio. And, of course, at midnight on Sundays, midnight Eastern, is W Paranormal. And you know who's going to be tuned in this week.
Yes.
Me. So
I'm
going
to try.
All of us. I
have to work, actually, tomorrow. I'm going to try to stay up.
Well, their archives go up immediately as well. So.
Wonderful.
Yep.
I'll do it.
So with that, I'm Doug.
And I'm Scott L.
Have yourselves a great week, and we'll be back here next week with a guest. Yeah. True science will not deny the existence of things because they cannot be weighed and measured. It will rather lead us to believe that the wonders and subtleties of possible existence surpass all that our mental powers allow us clearly to perceive.
We must ignore no existence whatsoever. We may variously interpret or explain its meaning and origin, but if a phenomenon does exist, it demands some kind of explanation.
A quote from The Principles of Science, William Stanley Jevons, 1835 to 1885.